Hello and welcome to the Daily G podcast. As millennials living in a new decade, the digital evolution has changed and continues to change every aspect of our lives. The pros and cons are many. On the Daily G podcast, I set the agenda to help understand the change happening all around us, to master the tools and the platforms of this digital evolution, and how we can harness its opportunities to help build powerful, profitable lives. It's time to turn on your digital side. Welcome. Hello guys, my name is George Wilkinson. I'd like to welcome you to yet another exciting episode of the Daily G podcast. Welcome to a brand new year. It's 2020 and I'm excited to have you guys with me. The Daily G podcast is available on all podcast streaming services, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Podcast Addict, Google Podcasts, and every podcast streaming service available. Be sure to check out my website, dailygblog.com, and also to follow me on social media at Daily G Show. And so today I want to zoom into what I feel or see how the next decade, or probably not the next decade, I can't project or predict too far out into the next decade. I just want to quickly go over what I feel or what I see happening this year, some of the trends happening this year. These are stuff that I've read online. I think I've picked a few ones that I kind of side with and I see happening realistically. And so these are just a few pointers I'd like to share with you guys. Now, one of the trends to look out for in 2020 is the continuous growth of social media users. More and more people, as they access internet in Ghana, definitely are going to jump onto the social media bandwagon and join social media platforms. Now, as a media strategist, that's my career. Some data I've read recently about Ghana is that, you know, we are about 30 million, and out of the 30 million, one third of us or more have access to internet, and that is affecting, or that is causing, a growth in the number of social media users. You know, so one of the trends to look out for this year is that a lot more people are going to come on social media, a lot more people are going to register with social media platforms, and a lot more people are going to be using the various social media platforms. But the leading one, of course, is Facebook. Facebook usually is the entry point for a lot of new users who want to experience social media. Usually Facebook is their entry point to social media, and so lots of more people are going to be on Facebook now. Another platform that is seeing a lot of usage these days is Instagram, and TikTok is blowing as well. I'll talk about TikTok later, but Facebook, Instagram, and more people are also on YouTube watching videos each and every day, which will lead me to my next point. But before I go into my next point, the reason why I'm trying to outline all these what I feel this new year is going to look like is for us to sort of look out for these trends and how we can capitalize on it. So if you are a young entrepreneur looking at starting a business, building your own business, you know, some of these trends can, some of these tips I'm giving out can be very useful for you to sort of look out and see how you can position yourself to take advantage of. All right, so the next point I'm moving into is that video consumption is going to go high. Like I said, right after Facebook, the next biggest platform right here in Ghana is YouTube. Lots and lots of people are now on YouTube, which suggests that you should be creating video content. If you are an entrepreneur, if you are a business owner, if you are into branding yourself, whatever it is that you are into, video consumption is shooting high and it's going to continue shooting up this year. And so you should be looking at creating video content as well, and is the reason I'm revamping my my Daily G YouTube channel, which is going to be launching a few weeks from now. So you should look out for it, Daily G on YouTube. So yes, you should definitely look at, you know, creating content on YouTube, because video consumption is going higher and higher each day, and it's a great way for you to, you know, market yourself, innovative content marketing. It actually falls into content marketing, that you can create videos and use that as a strategy to market yourself. All right, now another point, to the next point, another area which I feel is going to, we should be looking out for in 2020, is the rise of even more influencers. Now this is an area I find very, very interesting. You know, there's a serious growth in social media influencers because of the use of social media and people coming onto the platform. A few others are trying to distinguish themselves by the sort of stuff that they are into to rise to become influencers, to try to get brands to work with. And the amazing thing is that these days, or looking into 2020, the brands are not only going to be working with big influencers, those who have those huge following, but they are going to try to, you know, work with smaller influencers, small to medium size influencers, people with small to medium size following. These brands are going to be looking at also niche influencers in their niche and try to be working with. So not necessarily the actors and the musicians who have huge followings on social media, but if you are in a particular area that you feel that you've positioned yourself well, you know, and you are offering value, you stand a possibility of working with some good brands and building a career in it. And so this year in particular, there's going to be the rise of social media influencers. Individuals are going to look out for things that they are good at and try to build following and try to, you know, stand out in the space in which they are. So that is definitely one area we should be looking at, and this is particularly going to happen more on Instagram and on Facebook as well. So 2020 should definitely look at a rise in social media influencers. Okay, now, like I said, I wanted to talk about TikTok. Now, TikTok, I've heard certain individuals even going as far as to proclaiming that it's going to overtake Instagram. It's a new platform, not entirely new. It was Vine back then, and they changed and it became TikTok. And I think it's gotten a lot of appeal currently, most especially from the Generation Z users. It's causing a lot of disruptions. Chinese owned social media app, social video app, and they've positioned themselves so well that is becoming a very, very good ground for influencers and then micro influencers as well. And so it's one area to definitely look at. Lots more people are creating accounts. It's a platform for short videos, but yes, it's a very, very interesting place, and I have an account there, and sometimes when you are there, you can be glued for hours, you know, watching the short videos and watching people do their thing. And you know, some young individuals have started building large followings over there already. So definitely TikTok is an area, it's a platform that we should be keeping an eye on this 2020, especially marketers. How are you going to take advantage of TikTok for your business? Maybe we can discuss this in a later episode. Also in 2020, one of the things that I see, or I feel that is growing based on, you know, readings around and looking at certain trends, I also see social messaging apps also increasing in its usage. You know, the Facebook messengers, the WhatsApp, you know, WhatsApp has already huge audience of users already, and it's going to continue, you know. But what is we are going to see more is that in 2020 we are going to see more brands trying to use these messaging apps to communicate more with their customers. Why? Because they want to personalize marketing, and this presents a very, very convenient way for these brands to, you know, have a one-way conversation with customers, to have a direct contact with them for business. And so one example is that just about the latter part of last year, I bought a KLM ticket, and one of the ways by which they sent me the ticket, they communicated my flight details to me, was through WhatsApp. You know, and it was very, very personal. It was just for me and nobody else. And so in 2020, I feel we are going to see more of that. A lot more businesses trying to use social messaging to personalize the marketing experience for their clients, or to personalize interaction and engagement with clients and potential clients as well. So it's definitely one area to look at. If you are an entrepreneur, definitely try and look at social messaging apps as well. You know, one-on-one conversations with potential clients, so they don't feel that they are part of a mass audience, you know, but it gives them that sort of connection that they desire. Last but definitely not the least is 5G. They talk about 5G. You know, we have 4G internet connection these days, but there is definitely the talk of 5G. I've read a lot recently about 5G and how 2020 will be the year of 5G. All right. And so upon some readings on the internet, I've read that Verizon, Nokia, Ericsson, and AT&T are all working hard, you know, on the 5G, to enhance 5G mobile technology. And well, let's see how it goes. 5G is supposed to be way faster than the current 4G that we use. 5G is expected to deliver peak data rates of up to 20 gigabytes per second. That is insane internet speed. And from what I'm reading, 5G will not only just enhance internet speed, but to help in, connect people, connect machines, objects, devices, and generally to deliver levels of performance and efficiency that will certainly grow industries, grow work outputs, and make our lives easier. Well, that is just about it. I've actually overrun my time. That's actually a few things I see or I've read and sort of put together as to how 2020 is going to look like. Just a few trends. You can also just Google and find out what is happening out there, the internet is saying about how 2020 is going to look like. But the point I'm trying to make is that lot more tools are being rolled out, lots more the technology is changing so rapidly. Just over 10 years, look at what has happened. You can imagine what is going to happen in the next 1 year. You know, lots more changes are going to be happening, but I feel that it is an opportunity for us to position ourselves and to rather harness the opportunities that this change will bring our way, and to try to make meaningful, more profitable lives out of this entire change sweeping across our lives each and every day. Okay, and so that is my take on why I think 2020 is going to be a year that will definitely blow our minds. Definitely, I haven't covered every detail. I haven't even talked about Apple and what to expect from Apple and Google and all those guys. But maybe probably in a later episode, when these guys start doing their stuff, I'm going to be sharing something from these guys. But definitely look out for change that is happening around us, interesting stuff, and how you can take advantage of them. This has been an episode of the Daily G podcast. My name is George Wilkinson, and I look forward to talking to you in the next episode. definitely subscribe to the Daily G podcast if you haven't. Like I said earlier, the Daily G podcast is available on all podcast streaming services, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podcast Addict, all the podcast streaming platforms. You can find the Daily G podcast. Subscribe, tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a friend, and to tell another friend about the Daily G podcast. And be sure to follow me on social media at Daily G Show on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram at Daily G Show, and watch out for the Daily G YouTube channel. I already have some videos up there though, but they are not current. New videos coming on soon to the Daily G YouTube channel. For more information, check out my website dailygblog.com. All right guys, thanks for listening. Peace, and see you in the next one. Bye bye.